What up, super friends? Isela here. No rapping for me. Last time I tried that, I got strangely misogynistic. Sorry, getting off topic. In response to the really kind people who've reached out asking how they can support us, we've set up a Patreon. We're so legit now. One might say we're too legit to quit. We know subscriptions are sucky, but we've made it super easy to sign up. And best of all, it is dirt cheap, y'all. Only $2 a month. You can't even buy a single Savage Smoked Slim Jim for that money. For $2, you'll get our episodes a week early and ad-free. Also, we're going to send you some fun and cool stickers a few times a year, along with a shout-out during one of our episodes. You will be known to us as the most super of our super friends. Link is in the show notes, or check us out on patreon.com/technicallyaconversation.
Hey, super friends, this is Editing Jose coming to you from the future. I only have a few minutes before Doc Brown notices that I jacked his DeLorean to record this message. I wanted to do a super quick disclaimer. We talk about Kate Middleton and the conspiracies making the rounds surrounding her disappearance from the public eye. We recorded the episode on March 21st, so we didn't know that a few days later, Kate was going to announce her cancer diagnosis. We even addressed that, since the palace had issued a statement on January 17th, saying her condition was non-cancerous. Obviously, we feel super bad for jumping on the conspiracy theory bandwagon in light of her illness, and everyone here at Technically a Conversation wishes the princess a speedy recovery.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Klein-Levin syndrome, or KLS, is a condition that affects 1 in 1 million people and causes them to sleep for extended periods of time. Known as Sleeping Beauty syndrome, those afflicted have slept for days, weeks, and even months. It's unknown what causes the illness, and there is no cure. Today, we'll discuss this illness and some people who suffer from it. What is being used to treat them? What sufferers consider to be the worst part of their illness? And we answer the two questions on your mind. How do they eat, and how do they use the restroom? On this episode of Technically a Conversation. You're listening to Technically a Conversation, a podcast where we share an interesting topic or story with each other and hope you find it interesting as well. I'm one half of your host, Jose, and I'm joined today by my lovely co-host, Elena. How are you doing today?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Having you. What do you mean?
Yeah, you're just kidding.
You're just being silly. Okay.
I'm being silly. Yeah.
I was like, did I miss something?
Yeah, no. Okay. Just being a jerk. Yeah. Now, I know you're as big of a fan of Taylor Swift as I am, so I'm not going to bore you with her conspiracy theories, but what do you think about all the Kate Middleton conspiracy theories going around? Why do you think that she's chosen to shun the public eye for so long?
Oh, well, I only know what I've seen on the Daily Mail because it's part of like the Snapchat. Like after I finish watching the snaps, I guess I have a subscription to them. So I automatically get like all the celebrity gossip. And that's the only way I know what's going on in the world. Yeah. The only thing I know is that she had like some kind of surgery and she's been staying out of the public eye. And she was photographed wearing a set of clothes for something. And then they used it for Easter, but it was the same set, but somebody doctored it to look like her turtleneck had changed from white to black. And then the kids' stuff also, like slight little variances. That's as much as I know. From what I understand, it's because she's recuperating from a surgery, but they're talking about Easter. So I don't know if, does England have a different Easter than we do? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know they have a different Mother's Day because that's when that picture came out for their Mother's Day. So,
oh, Mother's Day. That's what it was. It was Mother's Day. Sorry. That's what I was confused about. I was like, Mother's Day, but Mother's Day hasn't even happened.
Yeah, I guess March 10th is like the metric Mother's Day. And well, I don't even know when the hell it is here in the US. I know that in Mexico, it's always May 10th, but in the US, it always changes. So I don't know. But just for some context for our super friends who might not be following along as intently as I am, the last public appearance she made was on December 25th. And let me give you a timeline of events. You've already mentioned most of them. So on January 17th, the palace announces that Kate was having a planned abdominal surgery and would be in hospital for 10 to 14 days. They also did state that she would be out of the public eye until after Easter, but I don't know. That just seems like a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's now March 21st. She still hasn't made a public appearance, but again, she released that Photoshop picture on March 10th. And I think by releasing that Photoshop picture, it really didn't do her any favors.
Yeah, they were like, oh, the clothing doesn't even match the season. And it's the same thing that she wore for whatever she wore when she went apple picking or something with her kids. But...
Well, they were talking about it on the Daily Zeitgeist, and they were saying that the picture of Kate was actually the picture that she took for like Vanity Fair or something, because somebody actually got that same picture and superimposed it onto the Photoshop picture, and it matched like perfectly, like it was the exact same picture.
Yeah, it is the same picture that was used elsewhere, and I don't remember where or what, but supposedly there was a sighting of Kate and what's his name, Henry?
William? Yeah, that was on March 18th when TMZ released a video of William and Kate. But people think that it might have been Heidi Agen, which is Kate's doppelganger.
Yeah.
So let me go through a few more of the other events so we can kind of stay a little bit in order.
Okay.
So the palace has publicly stated that her condition is not cancerous, which kind of makes people even more suspicious because...
Nobody mentioned cancer.
Yeah, they said it was going to be a different type of surgery and now... You know, nobody had thought it was cancer, but now that you put that idea in our heads, we think that it's cancer.
Mm-hmm.
William was supposed to attend a memorial for his godfather on February 27th, but canceled last minute due to a personal matter. It was announced that Kate was supposed to attend and review something called Trooping the Color on June 8th, but that was later rescinded. And it was later reported that confirmation would be given closer to the event.
Mm-hmm.
March 18th was the TMZ video. On March 20th, it was announced that someone had hacked the London clinic and tried to access Kate's private medical files. So, you know, the theories as to why she hasn't made an appearance are all over the place. Some people believe she's in a medically induced coma. Others think that her marriage to William is on the rocks. Some think that it's a plastic surgery that she was recovering from. Others think that she's waiting for bad bangs to grow out. There's also one that Kate was killed. And they're waiting to replace her with a body double. So what do you think?
I think that people should just leave them alone and who cares? Honestly. the only reason I know is because when I'm bored and I'm going through the Snapchat, like that'll come up and then it'll give me a bunch of celebrity gossip. And then that was one of them. And I was like, what's going on? So I went into the article and then there was another one that I saw that said she was spotted at the farmer's market. So I don't know if that's the same one that you're saying where the doppelganger was, but they're saying when they took a picture of William and Kate in the car that Kate's looking away, so you can't really tell it's her. But then somebody who worked at the farmer's market confirmed that it indeed was Kate and that she was well. So she was fine. She's well. She's good. She's in good spirits. But I mean, abdominal surgery. I mean, I've had two C-sections and I had my gallbladder removed and it sucked. And it was the gallbladder was actually really painful. My second C-section, it took me way longer to recuperate. And at her age, I could see why she's sitting this one down and not trying to force herself because I remember how swollen I was. So maybe she's just like super swollen or the recovery's just taking longer because she's older. And I totally get that.
I don't know, because when she had both of her kids, or I think she has three kids, usually like that same day that she had the kid, she was already like in full makeup and hair, taking pictures for the paparazzi.
Yeah, but I think they were natural births. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. And the person that claims that it was Kate was the guy that took the video, the one that wasn't TMZ. And it was actually funny because you could see like Christmas lights and shit in the background.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So people are like, nah, this is an old video, fam. This is not current. So like the guy from the Today Show actually went out there to like where those stores were And they were like, oh, yeah, no, they still have the Christmas lights up. Like, it's like, it was like the day after. And so I don't know. It just seems really, really weird.
I haven't seen the video, so I can't judge, but.
Yeah, it's not high quality, the video. Like, it looks like it was shot like back like on an iPhone 4 or something.
On a Nokia flip phone?
Not quite that bad, but it's not like 4K, HDR, IMAX or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of think it might be a plastic surgery that went bad. The medically induced coma also doesn't sound too weird. There are pictures of Prince William going to hospital to see her, but none of her leaving the hospital. And she was supposed to be there for 2 weeks max. So I don't know. That one doesn't sound too weird just because of that. But I mean, who knows? I imagine there are people that are there 24/7. So I think that somebody must have caught a picture or something. I don't know.
I think we should ask Meghan Markle. She would know. Just kidding.
I think she's like in Los Angeles or something. So
she is. they don't even talk to the family anymore.
No.
I would like to hear her thoughts.
Let's ask her. We'll see if we can get her on the next episode.
There you go. At Meghan Markle, at us. Slip into our DMs.
All right, enough fucking around, Elena. Ready to get started?
Ready.
Great. Let's get started. Elena, do you like sleeping?
I love sleeping.
What's the longest amount of time you ever remember sleeping?
Probably 10 hours or more, 12.
Is that something that you commonly do?
I try not to, but I feel like when I'm on my night shift and I'm trying to catch up on sleep, like on a weekend, and Antonio's here and he can take care of the kids, that's when I'll like bust out on a sleeping marathon. So I guess, yeah, semi-common.
Wow. Now, I remember maybe 10 years ago, I was so tired and sleep deprived that I ended up sleeping 13 hours. I think that's my record. And I remember telling Isela about it. She told me that I went into a mini coma.
I probably go into mini comas also.
Yeah, I've never been able to repeat that. If you could, what's the longest you would like to sleep?
On average, I would like to sleep 8 hours uninterrupted and not having to wake up in the middle of the night. Just 8 hours uninterrupted of just sleeping. That's it. I would love it.
Yeah, it would be great if I didn't have to wake up at 4 a.m. to go piss. That would be like my dream.
Yeah. Well, me, it's either that or like I'm soaking in like night sweats because I think I'm premenopausal or something. I don't know.
Nice.
I think my hormones are going crazy. But yeah, it's either like the night sweats or having to go use the restroom.
I don't know. I often joke around at work saying that I want to be cathared up and sleep for like a month. But honestly, I think that I would probably wake up all sore or something. Like imagine you fall asleep on your arm and when you wake up, it just falls off like a dog's tail or something because of the lack of circulation.
Well, you don't have a rubber band around your arm.
Yeah, but if my 300-pound body is lying on top of it.
I see.
No, but in all seriousness, I wouldn't mind sleeping an entire day though, if I could.
Yeah, I'm sure, especially now, right?
Yeah, I still haven't gotten used to it. But I think it's just because I work so late. If I'm not editing, I'm researching or I'm working on something else. So I think that's what it is. I think I'm just fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the following is from a This American Life story by Tobin Lowe, a National Institute of Neurological Disorder and Stroke article, no author given, a Sleep Foundation article by Jay Summer and Dr. Anise Riemann, and several news, self-reporting, and Emory University and Emory Healthcare videos on YouTube. Link in the show notes.
Show notes.
Imagine going to bed one night, just like any regular night, and when you wake up, you find that several days, weeks, or months have passed. For people suffering from Klein-Levin syndrome, or KLS, this is a horrifying reality. Often referred to as Sleeping Beauty syndrome, this condition often affects teenagers and young adults, and it's unknown what causes this, and there is no cure. For sufferers, it's not a restful sleep. Many are plagued with vivid dreams and hellish nightmares that they are unable to wake up from. Nothing, however, is more frustrating than the time they've missed. Many have lamented missing whole semesters of school, birthdays and holidays, and even more jarring, waking up and finding out that one of your loved ones passed away while you slept. People have missed historical events and have had to play catch-up, finding out about acts of terrorism, natural disasters, or electing a new president that happened while they slept. Today, we'll discuss the horror of Klein-Levin syndrome, the Sleeping Beauty syndrome. Before we do, have you ever heard about Klein-Levin syndrome or KLS before?
I've heard of the Sleeping Beauty syndrome, but I didn't know it was something that they couldn't wake up from. Like, I thought it was just long hours of sleep, but I didn't know that much into it. Like you're saying, that they're missing whole periods of their life, like a semester. That just sounds ridiculous. It sounds like a coma to me.
Yeah, that's not even like the worst. I'm going to tell you a few stories here. But yeah, I never even knew that this existed either. I had never heard about that. I mean, I knew that there were people that, you know, sometimes they would sleep, like you said, long hours, like 10 hours, 12 hours. And I think just like anything, there's a range. So we'll go ahead and talk about some of the criteria to have this disease. I first learned about it on the March 17th episode of This American Life, episode 826. They mentioned it in one of their stories about Joe Dombrowski, a Detroit public school teacher who was getting ready for work. When he got on the highway, it was empty. It was like The Walking Dead. He told some coworkers about how strange that experience was, and they told him that the reason there wasn't anyone on the highway was because a sniper had been shooting at people on the highway because America, and had already shot 23 drivers. The reason the teacher didn't know this is because he had been asleep the past 3 weeks. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought you were going to say that it was, I didn't pay attention to the date, but I thought you were going to say, oh, it's because it's COVID and everybody's under quarantine.
No, but I did actually hear about somebody that they slept for like months. And then when they woke up, like they had no idea that the pandemic was going on and that everybody was on lockdown. They were like, what the fuck is going on? Why is there nobody out in the streets? It's crazy.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah. It almost reminds you a little bit of Jared Leto. He was like on some type of meditation retreat or something. So he was gone for like 40 days or some shit. And then when he got back, he was like, what the fuck's going on? What the fuck is coronavirus shit? He had no idea what the fuck was going on either.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, let me tell you one that's really crazy. This was also on the This American Life podcast. A woman named Ariel Polig had two extensively long episodes. One was 9 months. Another was 15 months. The 15-month episode happened in 2005, so she missed the death of Pope John Paul II, Hurricane Katrina, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, and Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couch.
Wow, pobrecita, she missed so much.
She did. And as traumatic as that episode was, the episode that really stands out in her life was when she was a teenager. Now, it was only for a few weeks, but when she finally awoke, she learned that her grandfather had gotten sick and died while she was sleeping. Imagine that. We don't have any of our grandparents alive anymore, but imagine waking up and realizing that not only were you asleep for several weeks or months, but one of the main characters from our family had passed away while you slept.
Main characters?
Yeah.
Sounds like a... He's a main character.
Yeah, I'm not talking about any guest stars or people that just make cameos in our lives.
Is he a protagonist or an antagonist?
Either way, they're a main character.
He's a main character. Well...
Or not just that, but you totally missed the release of a new Star Wars movie. I mean, how do you come back from that?
Well, easily you can go back and watch it, but...
But you weren't there to watch it on opening night.
I mean, you know me, I'm not one to go on opening night, especially because it's crowded and there's too many people.
Yeah, but this is Star Wars, Elena.
It's okay. I'll live.
Okay.
I can't say that I can relate to that, but... As you know, when COVID happened, speaking about COVID, that happened to my sister-in-law, where she was intubated and really sick, and my mother-in-law passed away, so she missed that. So, I mean, I couldn't even imagine going through something like that. Imagine like waking up and the first thing you ask for is your mother, and then nobody first wants to tell you what happened because they don't think that you're healthy enough to take the news, but then you go in and actually give them the news, you know. It's just heartbreaking. And obviously, I mean, this didn't happen to her. She had a very different reason for for sleeping or missing her grandfather's main character's death. But it's crazy to me that they can't be woken up or awakened from this. Like, it's, are you going to go into the science behind that? Because I'm kind of curious.
Of course not, Elena. When do I ever go into the science of something?
I want to jump forward to that. I want to go to sleep and jump forward to that. No, just kidding.
All right, we'll go into that. I'm not going to focus on the stories from This American Life because you can just go listen to it on This American Life. In fact, everyone should listen to that show. It's easily one of my top five favorite podcasts. I've linked to it in the show notes, but I do want to focus on the disease itself and some stories of other people who have dealt with or are dealing with this. So let's start off by defining what Klein-Levin syndrome is. According to the National Institute of Neurological Disorder and Stroke, Klein-Levin syndrome, or KLS, is a rare disorder that primarily affects teenage males. Approximately 70% of the people living with KLS are male. Symptoms include repeated but reversible periods of excessive sleep up to 20 hours per day.
What do they mean by reversible?
I'm not sure. That's exactly how it is on the National Institute of Neurological Disorder and Stroke. When I read it, what I got from it was that it wasn't like chronic, like it was something that you'll have for a while and then you'll go on being like normal again.
Oh, okay.
That's the way that I interpreted it. I didn't take it as something that you're going to be living with this for the rest of your life.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Symptoms happen as episodes, which typically last a few days to a few weeks and may be related to malfunction of the parts of the brain that are in charge of appetite and sleep, which are the hypothalamus and the thalamus. Episodes often start suddenly and may include flu-like symptoms, overeating, irritability, childishness, disorientation, hallucinations, and an abnormally unlimited sex drive.
I gotta go. So they kind of go into like a hibernation mode. They want to eat everything and sex everything before they fall asleep.
Yeah, I guess. No, that last one actually doesn't sound too bad. But imagine the morning breath of someone who's been asleep for so long. I feel like my breath smells like shit when I fall asleep for like 15 minutes. Now imagine your breath after you've been asleep for 15 months.
What I want to know is how much people lose, like how much weight people lose in these little like spells that they get, and or do their family, caretakers, family members, loved ones, whatever, guardians, do they treat them like a coma patient and like move them around so that they don't get bed sores?
No, I'm actually going to talk about that in about two paragraphs, because yeah, that's what you would want to know, right?
And if they're getting fed, feeding tube.
Of course. How do these people eat? How do they shit? Do they brush their teeth, or do their other teeth like just rot off after 15 months?
They call the dentist in for a home visit.
They all have beautiful veneers thanks to this shit. Now, a person's mood can be depressed as a result of KLS, but mood does not cause the disorder. People with a disorder are completely normal between episodes, but they may not be able to remember anything that happened in the episodes. It may be weeks or more before symptoms come back. There is no treatment for KLS. People with the disorder are often advised to carefully keep track of their symptoms. This is called watchful waiting at home instead of treating the disorder with medicines. Stimulant pills, including amphetamines, are used to treat sleepiness, but they may increase irritability and will not improve the person's ability to think and reason normally. So in other words, you're pretty much a walking zombie if you do take stimulants to help you stay awake.
Okay.
Now, this is what you wanted to know. Some anecdotes that I came across online also stated that you'll wake up to use the restroom or eat, but you're in a daze the entire time. You're not able to talk or prepare food or anything. So you just pretty much eat whatever you can find. That's also called Tuesday at my house, BT Dubs.
Two for Tuesday at my own home.
But yeah, like I guess it's not uncommon for them to just wake up and, you know, they're really like not thinking. They're still like in dream mode. So they'll go to the fridge just because like they know almost instinctually that that's where the food is. And they'll go through, they'll get like a thing of mayonnaise and they just start eating it. So since these people are not exercising, they actually tend to gain weight rather than lose weight.
Oh, they're losing muscle mass.
they are, especially if they're somebody that is normally very active.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Boo.
There was one that I was going to start talking about him, but the script was already way too long. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to go into like another hour episode.
Yeah.
But it was a guy from Iceland who was actually part of the Icelandic sports team or athletic team or something. I think is what they called it. They didn't really say what sport he played, but they showed him doing like track and field type of shit. And he was part of that. And then he started having like the KLS episodes. And yeah, he ended up having to quit. And they show him was when he was young and he was like doing all that shit. He was like, he wasn't like super muscular, but he was like definitely very cut and fit. And yeah, you see him now and like he looks just like any regular teenager.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad what happens to some of these people.
Yeah.
Now, the cause of KLS is currently unknown. Researchers have hypothesized multiple causes, including infection, physical trauma, psychological disturbance, toxins, and autoimmunity, in which the body attacks its own organs and tissue. So let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we return, we'll talk about a few people who have this disorder and what they've reported.
Hi, I'm Abby, and this is Alan.
Hello.
We're from the Lunatics Radio Hour podcast, where we explore the history of horror and modern horror storytelling.
We do deep dives into legends like ghost trains or the Headless Horseman or Wendigos.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Including cell phones and computers.
Join us on the Unseen Paranormal Podcast as we dive into the history, hauntings, and how strange of the world to try to better understand the paranormal. I will be your guide. I am paranormal researcher and investigator Eric Freeman Sims. Tune in to the Unseen Paranormal Podcast for new episodes every Wednesday as we welcome authors, historians, researchers, investigators, and various other guests to explore our unseen world and the unexplainable. All current and past episodes are available anywhere you get your music or podcasts. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Hello and welcome to Myth Monsters. I'm Erin, a self-confessed mythology addict and occasionally scholar. Myth Monsters focuses on the monsters of global folklore and mythology, with sometimes a cryptid thrown in once or twice. We go from looking at jackalopes to gorgons to wendigos to Bigfoot, from dwarves to elves, and honestly, everything in between. Why should I listen to this podcast over any other mythology podcast out there? Well, we're only 15 to 20 minutes long, so we're perfect in time for your little commute. And also, we focus on a different culture and monster every single week, a real in-depth look into modern media, where they're found in films, TV, video games, and books, and also the origin, description, and if I believe they existed. So it's perfect for any short trips or if you're into any specific monsters that you fancy. So come join the fun every Thursday and stay spooky, babes.
And we're back.
We're back.
Did you sleep for several months during our break, Elena?
I wish. I slept for however long the break was. No, just kidding. I didn't.
That's crazy how the way that KLS affects people.
Yeah. It's really sad, though. As much as like we wish to sleep, I wouldn't want this at all.
Yeah, no. I don't want that either. So what are your thoughts now that you've had a commercial break to digest what we've just covered?
My thoughts? No, I just have more questions. I want to know if, since you were saying that they think that there's a part of the brain that is affected, if they've tried to do brain stimulation in those parts to, or as a means of treatment for these people.
Not for treatment, but I will talk to you about something that's proven to be very successful.
Okay.
But I'm not going to spoil the last 5 minutes of the episode by telling you now.
I watch too much Grey's Anatomy, so I'm just like fascinated. I'm like, I want to know everything.
I don't watch that, but I do watch General Hospital, so.
That's your own novella.
Yeah, but I think I'm more invested in Sonny and him being like a mob boss and, you know, taking people out and everything. That's what I'm more invested in.
I don't know anything about it.
But anyway, I'm going to play you a sample from Janie Butler. She put a video on YouTube describing her frustration at the illness. It's a little long, but I think it's worth hearing. It kind of sounds like it cuts out at the beginning, but that's the way that she uploaded it to YouTube.
I was diagnosed with an incurable disease called Klein-Levin syndrome, or KLS for short. When I talk about KLS, I often start to kind of shake because it's a horrifying disease to talk about. But to put it shortly, KLS is a disease that affects 1 in 1 million people, usually teenagers, that forces me to fall uncontrollably into episodes of hypersomnia. I can be trapped in REM sleep for up to 24 hours a day, only waking up occasionally to eat some food and go to the bathroom. And let me tell you, this sleep is not a restful one. Usually when I'm stuck in episodes of KLS, I have the most vivid dreams and horrifying nightmares that I become prisoner of because I can't choose to wake up if I want to. When I am in KLS episodes, though, they can last for months at a time. I have had KLS episodes in the middle of college. I have been in KLS episodes during my mom's birthday, my dad's birthday, Thanksgiving, the holidays, New Year's, and the end of my freshman year of college. KLS has robbed me of performing dance shows that I had worked so hard rehearsing for. KLS has taken away my beloved long hair because last June, when I was in an episode for a month, my long hair got so knotted and tangled from being asleep all the time that I had to chop it off. KLS has destroyed friendships in the making for me because it is so hard to keep in touch with people when you're asleep for weeks or months at a time. Last year, when I had an episode in June, some of my friends even called the police department because they thought I was missing, when really, I was back home sleeping in an episode. KLS has robbed me from my own life.
That's pretty awful, huh?
Yeah, but did I hear that she says that she does wake up in the middle of her sleeping episodes just to eat and go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
So it's not a total, like 100% she's asleep. So that's how she's getting fed. That's how she's alleviating?
Relieving herself.
That's how she's using the restroom. Yeah, that's how she's going to the restroom.
Yeah, we talked about it, you remember? That you're kind of like in a zombie-like state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That when you wake up, you go and you eat like weird or whatever. So it's kind of like sleepwalking.
Kind of, yeah, because they might look like their eyes are open, but they're like still asleep.
So I thought when you were talking about that part, I thought that's after they wake up, like after their episode, they wake up and then they go and eat a jar of mayonnaise. I didn't know it was during the episodes that they're waking up periodically.
Yeah, it's during their episodes that they do that.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
And they, because they're not thinking, you know, so they have no control about what they eat. It sounds like the parents will be talking to them. And, you know, we're going to talk about another girl. I guess like the mom, she kind of talks a little bit about the experience. Almost like, I don't want to say that I almost spoiled it, but like I wanted you to hear it from them, like their experience. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's been a total nightmare for Janie living with this disease. And again, the shitty part is that it, not just for Janie, but for like anybody that suffers from this, is that it usually affects you when you're a teen and a young adult, which is supposed to be the most fun times of your life. But again, she's missed dance competitions, parents' birthdays, holidays, her freshman year of college. And imagine having to go through all that shit when you're just a 19-year-old kid.
So I'm assuming she lives on her own, maybe on campus or something, right? Like, that's kind of the impression I'm getting because I'm thinking if she would have been living with a parent or a loved one or somebody that knew she was in these sleeping spells, then they wouldn't have sent the police over to her house because they thought she was missing.
Well, it was her friends from college that thought she was missing, but she was actually back home at her parents sleeping.
Oh, she was at her... So why isn't her mom brushing her hair while she's sleeping? That's what I want to know, because...
I think there's shit that like Mexican moms would do. I don't think other ethnicities would do that. Like, I think Mexican moms would like still like clip your nails and like make sure that you're in full makeup just in case Prince Charming comes to save you from your sleeping episode.
Come give you a kiss so that you can wake up from your slumber.
Yeah, and I think that if you're a guy, your mom would probably still shave you and shit and
yeah,
and make sure that, you know, you're... Well, no, I'm not even going to make that joke because that's a fucked up joke.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. Yeah, because I mean, I remember doing that for my suegra when she was like in the hospital for long periods of time. and her hair would get knotted. So I would just sit there and like brush her hair, pobrecita. Because I mean, the nurses aren't going to do it. The nurses are overworked, underpaid, and there's not enough of them to put it out there. First of all, they don't have time to sit there and brush a patient's hair. So that's where the family comes in. And that's why I'm like, what do you mean you lost your hair? Because it was knotted up or matted up. Like, no, why wasn't your mother brushing it? Or I don't know. That was where my mind went with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I never really questioned that part because I was more traumatized by everything else that she had gone through. And I was like, hair schmear, you know, it'll grow back.
Yeah, but for her, obviously, it was a big deal. You know, she mentioned it. So I thought it stood out to me, I guess, because I'm a girl and I want long hair and whatever.
I'm a guy and I want long hair. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I don't know. Pobrecita. Oh, that sucks.
And as she mentioned, the sleep was not even that great either because Janie says it's vivid dreams and horrifying nightmares. She's a prisoner too because she can't wake up.
Yeah.
The next clip I'm going to play is from Delaney Wire and her mother from a news broadcast that she did with Jennifer Mayerl from WCCO, CBS, Minnesota. And I promise that this one is a lot shorter. I pretty much took out the whole news broadcast and just what they were talking about.
Okay.
When I was 18 was my first episode is what they call it. I was sleeping a lot. When I was awake, I was delusional. I sleep anywhere from 15 to 20 hours a day. I just have no motivation to do anything. Very depressed feeling. Really frustrated because I don't know what's going on.
I'm the typical mom that would make her, force her to get up. And she's very irritable. And again, you know, the blank stare. You know, I question, was she lying to me? Was she being lazy? Was she taking some kind of drug?
I've missed major life events. I've missed a Thanksgiving. I've missed an Easter. I missed my grandpa's 85th birthday. I've missed my 21st birthday because that was an episode.
So much like Janie, and Delaney.
I know, I was going to say they rhyme.
Yeah, Delaney has the same distress about everything that she's missed while sleeping. When she's awake, she's delusional and irritable. And up until Delaney's diagnosis, her mother didn't know if she was lying to her or if Delaney was eating the drugs. And of course, all this makes Delaney very frustrated and depressed.
Well, I was going to say it. Hers sounded a little bit more like depression than this...
KLS?
KLS, yeah. Janie's sounded like her episodes are longer, I guess. And this chick just sounds like she sleeps 15 hours a day and has no motivation to do anything, which to me sounded more like depression. So I don't know if maybe it was just the way that she told her story versus Janie telling her story. But, oh, what I was going to say, well, I was going to actually say two things, is that is there a male perspective of somebody going through this? Because you did mention that males are actually more prone to it. And we've already listened to two females.
The only one that I could really find was that one, the guy that was from Iceland.
Mm.
And again, this thing was already getting way too long, so I took it out. Because a lot of it was just, you know, repeating a lot of the same things. But yeah, that was one observation that I made, that even though it apparently affects more males than females, I think females are more open to talking about it. And I think that might just have a lot to do with cultural norms, where guys, if something's wrong, they ignore it or they don't talk about it. And I think women just, they're more open about these type of things, I guess because they think that something that they share might help somebody else.
Right, yeah.
And actually, going back to Delaney, the second girl that we heard, she's actually chosen to use her condition to help others, including doctors at the Hennepin County Medical Center to understand the condition by, you know, meeting with doctors and other physicians and talking about her condition.
Cool.
According to the same WCCO, CBS, Minnesota broadcast, this is super rare. There have only been 500 reported cases of KLS. And Delaney was the first person that Dr. Ranji Varghese, who works for the Minnesota Regional Sleep Disorder Center, diagnosed with this condition. So prior to that, that doctor had never even diagnose somebody with this.
Oh, wow. Oh, my other question was, if it only affects young adults, does it continue affecting them into mid to old age?
From what I understand, eventually you do, I don't want to say you grow out of it, but eventually it stops becoming an issue.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, so people might go maybe 10, 20 years with this condition, and then eventually it just stops.
Oh, okay.
While there isn't a cure to this condition, some progress was made in 2007 in preventing episodes from recurring in people who suffer from idiopathic hypersomnia, which is very similar to KLS. And the only differences I could really find is that KLS eventually goes away, while idiopathic hypersomnia, or IH, is chronic. So in other words, once you have IH, you have it for life pretty much. For KLS, people will sleep for several days, weeks, or months at a time. And with IH, people are able to wake up. IH, also being labeled as Sleeping Beauty Syndrome, made this really hard to research because IH cases would sometimes come up when I was trying to look for KLS cases. And they're both forms of hypersomnia, which just means excessive sleepiness. But again, they're not identical. IH is actually more common and is believed to affect 1 in 3,000 people, while KLS is believed to affect 1 in 1 million people. Anna Sumner, who suffers from IH, went to Emory Sleep Center. She said that no matter how much she slept, she never felt rested. Her body craved sleep, and she often looked for ways to get more sleep, like skipping washing her hair to sleep 30 more minutes, or skipping lunch at work so she could leave 30 minutes earlier to go home and sleep. And eventually, she had to take a leave from her job as an attorney and had to return to her parents' home in her 30s so they could take care of her while she slept. Initially, Emory started treating her with the only thing they knew, which was stimulants. Anna stated that being on stimulants always felt artificial and never felt natural. Eventually, her body started building a tolerance to the stimulants, and they kept on having to give her more and more. And eventually, she was sleeping 20 to 30 hours, even while on the stimulants. This is kind of like where the breakthrough came out. After doing a spinal tap, they discovered that her brain produces too much GABA, which is a natural shutdown chemical produced by the brain. What Emory did to counteract this was by giving her flumazenil intravenously. Flumazenil is usually used to treat people who have overdosed on benzodiazepine or to reverse the effect of anesthesia from surgery. Now, the times that you had surgery, do you remember ever being given flumazenil?
If they did, they didn't tell me about it. I remember when I had my gallbladder removed, they put me like totally under. And then when I woke up, I remember feeling sick to my stomach like I was gonna throw up. And I don't know if they gave me something to wake up because it was one of those outpatient things. So they needed me up and out by a certain time. And I guess I wasn't waking up. So I want to say that they did force me to wake up. And when I did, it was kind of like a, and then I was like gagging. And then I remember my dad being there, or our dad being there, sitting next to me. And I was like, oh, Nichols. I didn't even know what was going on. And I think he was like the only person in there because maybe Antonio went to go take a break. And my dad said, I'll stay here with her. You go do whatever. But I just remember him being there. And I remember like gagging. So I don't know if they did give me something to wake up because they needed me to get out of there. So maybe.
Yeah, it's possible because that's usually what it's used for. Unless it's a benzodiazepine overdose. But yeah, apparently that's what takes you out of that, I guess like a bad anesthesia hangover. I mean, it's not even a hangover. It's just you're still in it. They can't get you out of it. Like you don't come out of it when you're supposed to, or you just have like a really bad reaction to it.
Yeah, it sucks. And then I've had two endoscopies and they also put you under, but it's with propofol, the stuff that Michael Jackson, I think he OD'd on that. But that, I didn't wake up like nauseated or throwing up, and it was very natural. So I don't know what the heck happened the other time. I don't know what they gave me, but I just remember it being like horrible when I woke up.
Wow. Yeah, I've never been put under, so I have no idea what it's like. I kind of want to try it just to see what it feels like. But at the same time, I'm sure eventually I'll need some type of surgery. Maybe when I need to get like a quadruple bypass surgery or something.
No, whatever. You know, because there's always risks in being put under. So it's a good thing you've never had to go through that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, Anna noticed an immediate reaction and felt normal for the first time in over a decade after taking the Flumazenil. As a result, they developed the Flumazenil capsule for her to take, and at one time was the only person taking this pill, since Flumazenil is not made to be taken as a capsule. It's usually injected directly into one of your arteries or veins or whatever. It's intravenous. So I'm guessing vein?
Yeah. Intravenous. I think it's pronounced intravenous.
I like intravenous. Soy más chida. So this was in November of 2012. 6 years later, Anna had a career. She was married and had a child. And she kind of became the poster child for the effects Flumazenil can have on a person with hypersomnia. And as a result of her success, 100 physicians throughout the country now prescribe Flumazenil to people with hypersomnia, but it isn't a miracle drug, as it's only successful in about 50% of the people. Yeah, I know. Still, according to a paper published by Oxford by Mewish Sajid and Nawaz Rupani in 2022, they have seen some success in treating people with KLS. So it seems to also help KLS, because ultimately it says it's a form of hypersomnia.
Right.
So yeah, they were able to use it successfully in some people that suffer from KLS. So maybe there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. It's pretty fucking crazy, huh?
Yeah, big time. I don't know. I love to sleep, but I don't know if I would like... I mean, I already have pretty vivid dreams. I do remember a lot of my dreams. I tend to be a person that dreams every night. I know you said that you're not a big... You don't remember your dreams, at least.
No, not unless it's with...
Taylor Swift.
No, not Taylor Swift.
Gal Gadot.
Sadly, not Gal Gadot. I wish Gal Gadot was in it.
Oh.
It was the girl that played Green Arrow's daughter on Arrow. That's sad that I dream about her, but I can't remember her name.
I know.
Catherine McNamara.
Oh, McNamara, yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, I can remember the dreams that I have with her, but it's rare that I remember anything else.
That's weird, yeah. I tend to have very vivid dreams, and I'm pretty good at remembering them all. So I have a belief that because of that, I'm probably not getting the best sleep I'm supposed to. I don't know. It's just my theory. It doesn't mean it's true.
Well, they say when you go into REM is when you have the most restful sleep.
But if you're like suddenly awoken in the middle of a REM, I think that's what messes it up.
That might be possible. Now imagine like every dream is fucking like a hellish dreamscape or something. It's like the fucking scene from Terminator where like all life is destroyed and it's just the fucking robots stepping on top of the human skulls and shit. Imagine those are your dreams.
Yeah, luckily I don't have a lot of nightmares. The one who does is Antonio, and he'll start like screaming and like moving, and I have to like wake him up because it's bad. And then he'll even ask me, did you hear that I was calling out for you? I'm like, no, what you were saying was not discernible, but I knew that you needed help, so I woke you up. But yeah, like he's the one that has the trippy, crazy ass nightmares.
I love to sleep too. And when I was first researching this, I was like, oh fuck, man, I feel so jealous. But you know, the more you learn about it, and you're like, you know, for example, with me, I live by myself, you know? So if I were to ever develop this shit, like I would have to go back and live like with my parents. Or like, well, what am I going to do? Like if like my parents pass away, you know, like if I'm like in like my 60s or some shit, you know, and I get this. The good thing is that usually only affects teenagers. So I probably don't have too much to worry about. But yeah, like having that and sleeping for months and shit. You know, I mean, somebody's got to go to the grocery store. I can only eat so many mustard sandwiches, you know, which is Tuesday dinner, mustard sandwiches. And more often than that's because I'm too lazy to go to Walmart. So like I'll literally eat everything until I'm forced to go to Walmart just because I detest going so much.
Damn. You see, that's why I do pickups. I just order online, pick up, vámonos.
That's what I got to start doing because sometimes my cabinets and my refrigerator are sad.
No, yeah. You don't even have to have Walmart Plus to do the pickup. I think it's just a $45 minimum. You choose the time you want to go pick up your groceries. Sometimes the times aren't available, but it's like between 7 and 9 p.m., I want to say, the pickups. So they're... And like today...
I'm going to stop you right there. If I have to leave the house, I'm not going to do it.
Well, no, but if you have Walmart Plus, they'll deliver them to you. I don't know if you have Walmart Plus or not.
I have Disney Plus.
Oh, no, that doesn't count. But
what about HBO Plus?
Tampoco. No, that's Max. It's not HBO Plus anymore.
Whatever.
Well, I do it when I go pick up Elias from school. I'm forced to leave my house. So I'll schedule the pickups around that time. But now that I know that Walmart will keep your groceries for 24 hours, I schedule all my pickups at 7 a.m., like at 7 a.m. Walmart, 7 a.m. Albertsons. And then when at my convenience, I will go and pick up the groceries because I figure if I do it at 7 in the morning, there's a better chance of me getting whatever it is that I chose to have as opposed to like the replacement item. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but ain't nobody got time to go to Walmart at 7 in the morning.
No, exactly. I don't go, but I put my order for 7 in the morning that supposedly I would go at 7 in the morning, but I didn't go until like 11:45 or whatever.
What if you have like eggs or some shit and they're just sitting there for fucking like 6 hours?
No, they have it refrigerated. They don't just leave it outside.
Or like your milk, by the time you pour it out, it's like pura crema and shit. It's like all spoiled.
No, they have it all refrigerated. They have it bagged, ready to go, but they have it refrigerated for the refrigerated items. So when you say that you're there, then they gather your stuff, they bring it out, and then they put it in your trunk. You don't even have to get down. They put everything in your trunk, they close the door for you, and then they leave. And then sometimes they give you like a little treat. They're like, here's a snack. Can you take our survey?
Ma.
I know.
Never got no snack when I used to do that shit. I used to do that during the pandemic, but I never got no snack.
Oh, you never got it? Oh, yeah. I just give them to Elias.
Assholes.
I'm like, Elias, you want some cookies? He's like, yeah.
Now, this has already gone way longer than I was anticipating.
Yeah, I know.
Before I shout out our patrons, we actually got a voicemail from our very first patron, Sophia.
Beautiful.
You always remember your first. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
No, I'm totally kidding, Sophia. But you were our first patron, and we love you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we do.
Hello, mi gente. This is super friend Sophia. I just wanted to call in. I've been threatening to call in for a while, but I thought I'd call in, say hi. Awesome job. Love it. Enjoy it. I really liked hearing other super friends talk about RRR. That movie was unhinged. I love it. I maybe have a suggestion. I wonder if you all have heard of the book and then movie Wisconsin Death Trip by Michael Lesy. It was popular when I was coming up in the early 90s. I don't want to say too much more about it. I don't want to spoilerize anything for you guys, but it's pretty dark. I think there's a Static X album called Wisconsin Death Trip. I don't know anything about that because I don't really listen to them, but I'm assuming they took it from the book. Anyway, thank you so much. I love listening to you guys. Take care. The new stickers are the fucking jam. So thank you so much and take good care. Bye-bye.
Aw, I got chills.
Thank you so much, Sophia. That was really sweet.
Very sweet. And I've already Googled that film because I've never heard of it and I'm going to watch it now. But I was going to say something else. Oh, I love the fact that she was like, this is Sophia, super friend.
Yeah, that was super cute.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Sophia. We really do appreciate you calling in. And well, I guess you answered my question because I was going to ask you if you've heard of Wisconsin Death Trip.
No, but I went ahead and Googled it right away so that I could check that out for sure.
Yeah, it does sound like a cool movie. And since Sophia says that she likes listening to super friends come on the show, maybe we can bring Sophia on the show and we can review it together.
Yes, that would be totally awesome. I'm down.
I'm down too. We just have to convince Isela since she's usually the adult. So,
right?
Yeah. But send us a message, Sophia. Let us know if you're interested. I think it would be a lot of fun to get you on. We can watch the movie, review it, and give our thoughts. Let us know what you think.
Yes, for sure.
Special shout out to our super homie, super friends, Sophia, Natasha, Eric, Angie, and Eli.
Eli.
If you want to be super cool and help support the show, get the episodes a week early and ad-free. Get your name shouted out on the show and get some stickers from us, the fucking jam stickers that Sophia got. Do you want to see these badass stickers? Check us out at patreon.com/technicallyaconversation or check the show notes.
I haven't even gotten that badass sticker, so.
Well, because I haven't seen you. We haven't even drank the bottle that that our super friend Eric sent us.
I know. We need to get together for that for sure.
I know that my whiskey club is getting together Saturday, and we are definitely going to dig into it.
Work Saturday night.
You're not part of the whiskey club, though. We will need to jump you in.
Oh, that's okay.
I will definitely, I will definitely save some so that all three of us can maybe do a review one of these days. Like, we're not going to pound the whole bottle. It's only four of us, so.
Well, you better not.
We're only going to get a little drink and maybe, you know what? I know Eric's going through a lot of stuff right now. I'm not going to talk about like the things that he's going through, but maybe we can send him a little picture of me and my whiskey club enjoying the bottle he sent us.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you can get all this minus the whiskey for only $2 a month, baby. You can't even buy cigarettes or buy the flumazenil to get out of a KLS episode. So it's a real bargain. It's only 6 cents a day, as Elena says. She sounds kind of like Sally Struthers or whatever when she says that. But I'm not even sure if that's her name, but.
I was going with
Donna Summers.
Fiona Apple. No, not Fiona Apple. The other one. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, yeah.
ASPCA for only 6 cents a day.
These children haven't eaten in 20 years. If you send only 2 cents a day.
20 children in their 20 years?
Okay. And todos mosqueados aquí. Oh, man, I shouldn't laugh about that. Yeah, I'm an awful human being. I'm going to go to hell. On that high note, since I said I'm going to hell, we hope that you enjoy the show and you join us again next week. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a review, tell a friend, and subscribe wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Yeah.
Follow us in the socials at GreetingsTAC. Email us at greetingstac@gmail.com. Or be super cool like Sophia and leave us a voicemail at 915-317-6669. If you have a story of for sleeping. Sure. Yeah, you got ahead of me, girl. If you have a story of sleeping for 15 months and waking up with your breath smelling like shit to share with us.
Lord.
Let us know how that breath was. At least un tic-tac, put a little tic-tac in the mouth.
Let us know how that breath was.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I need to go to sleep. It hasn't been quite 15 months, but I haven't slept in a bit. I was waiting to see what you're going to put on Netflix.
Oh, no, it's on YouTube. It's just like a Zen thing, but I got rid of my YouTube premium to save money. I know, and now I have all the ads.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's like the one thing that I will never stop paying, I think.
I know, I'm kind of thinking about going back, but I'm trying to see if they're going to offer me like a good deal to get me back as a subscriber, but I haven't seen anything yet. We'll see.
I'm actually still on the original $7.99 plan.
I know, I'm jealous. I wish I would have jumped on that bandwagon when you did it. Because I think you did it like...
the day it came out.
Oh, no, I thought it was because you got a Chromebook and it was part of a like an offer that they gave you, no? Like if you download the premium, we'll give it to you for life or something like that, no?
I don't even think Chromebooks existed when Google Music came out.
Oh, I don't know. I might be confusing it with something else.
You definitely are. No, I was watching Google I.O. and like literally as they were announcing it, I was signing up for it. So I've had it since the very beginning. And from what I've heard, like the people that were on the $7.99 plan, they raised their price up to like $14.99, however much it costs now. But I don't know. I don't know if they forgot about me, but I'm still on the $7.99 plan and I'm not complaining.
Well, you know what? We probably shouldn't put it out there then. So they don't come back and be like, oh, we forgot somebody.
I doubt that they're that petty. I'm sure they can do without my additional $7. They have plenty of billions. They're okay.
I'm sure.
They're okay.
I'm sure.
they're not panhandling for coffee outside of the Circle K, you know? They'll be okay.
It should be. It's just annoying because, like, after every single song, every single one, it'll be like, oh, do you hear that? You got an ad. Maybe if you went back to YouTube Premium, every single song. And I was like, I get it. I get it. Because even like Pandora or whatever, Spotify, they'll play like several songs before you get an ad, but not YouTube Premium or YouTube Music. They will play an ad about you not having YouTube Premium after every single song.
That's how they get you. They got you, girl. They got you.
No, because I'm about to change my Google stuff to Pandora so that I don't hear that.
Well, see, like with me, I don't even use YouTube Music for music. I use Spotify, but I watch so much YouTube. Like YouTube is my Netflix. Like with the exception of General Hospital, everything that I watch is on Netflix. So, I mean, is on YouTube, not Netflix. I think I hadn't turned on Netflix since until we saw RRR.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty much it. Everything I watch is on YouTube. So there would be no way that I could have an ad being played every 5 minutes. Like it would drive me insane.
Yeah.
On next week's episode of Technically a Conversation.
Today, we're going to attempt to have a very mature adult conversation about something I honestly knew very, very little about, blue balls. What is it? What does science say about it? What does medicine say about it? How often does it really happen? Like, what's really going on in the testes that's making the cojones hurt? We're also going to touch on why did someone with a penis go viral for saying, quote, blue balls doesn't hurt. Men use it as an excuse for women to have sex with them, unquote. We're going to go to the medical textbooks to clear this up. And similar to pinball, we're going to tackle a bonus ball of a question. Testes, ovaries, they're kind of similar. So do women get blue ovaries? So prepare to mentally drop your pants because today we're going to shed some light where the sun don't shine. This is our blue balls episode. Let's divulge about the bulge.
New episodes drop Monday. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss a show.